Hey, welcome to Four Dudes in America. We got a great show for you guys tonight. My name is Myron. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'll let the fellas introduce themselves.
What's up, everybody? This is J5.
What's up, everybody? It's Lamont bringing another episode of Four Dudes in America. Unfortunately, my other two guys are running a little late, but they're soon to hop on to the podcast. We just gonna get it started. Go ahead, Myron.
All right, let's get it started. So we're gonna do like we've been doing the last couple episodes. We're gonna hit it with the world of sports. Our guy Jason isn't on yet, so we're gonna let J5 take that over. J5, how's the playoffs going, the play-in, and how the football looking? I know you love your Bears. Tell us about it.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. We got to defer to JC on when he come on because I ain't been tuning in. I've been doing other things, so I can't give you the updates. All I'm going to just say is I've just been paying attention to the Bears rookie minicamp, well, OTAs rather, and everybody keeps saying that Justin Fields look good.
What's OTAs for the people who don't know?
Basically, like Lamar. What is OTAs?
OTAs is basically voluntary time, like the veterans. The rookies have to be there, but the veterans don't really have to show up. So it's like I can't think of the proper term, but OTA just meaning like it's volunteer. It's a volunteer training camp for veterans. The veterans don't have to report. Everything is the veterans don't have to report. Rookies have to report. I think rookies in first year first year team members have to report, but for sure rookies have to. It's mandatory, but for veterans they have the choice to either come or don't. So it's OTAs. It's like the preconditioning before the actual training camp.
Oh, okay, that sounds interesting.
Yeah. Okay. It's like a pre workout before the actual workout.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense. So have y'all been checking out the playoffs? What y'all think so far?
Man, I enjoyed the play-in tournament. I did. I really did. Steph, man, that's a bad man. Unfortunately, they ain't make it. That Ja Morant from Memphis, he's a bad man.
I've seen that.
He's a bad man. But, you know, the play-in tournament was good. I like the playoffs. You know, LeBron redeemed himself last night. So, it was pretty cool.
Okay, I just checked out a little bit last night. They even up the series, the Lakers and the Suns. Chris Paul a little hurt, but, you know, I don't know if they're going to really knock the Lakers out.
Okay. All right, well, you know, we're going to see. There's some games come on tonight. You know, Washington and the Sixers come on tonight, and then who else come on tonight? I don't know who the other party come on tonight, the other team. But the Western Conference, it's pretty good. It's pretty entertaining. I don't know what the Clippers gonna do, but the Clippers better. They can't stop Mr. Luka. Luka ain't playing with him
at all. He ain't playing no games. All right, we just had somebody else join us. What's up?
Oh, what up? This Jason. Hey, you doing?
He didn't have his name on. So Jason, tell us. J5 tried to do the world around the sports. He couldn't do your voice. He couldn't get your voice down right. So we gonna let you go ahead and do it. Tell us about the play-in, playoff. And what's going on in the world of sports? Go ahead.
Ain't shit going on in the world of sports, man. You got the USA gymnastics team. I don't know if too many people are familiar with that, but African-American girl, Simone Biles, they've been doing a couple of meets that they've had, so that has picked up. I'm not sure if it's for the Olympics or if they're just doing stuff to qualify for Olympics, but I'm not sure, but...
Yeah, let me ask you a question about her real quick before you move on. I heard they've been penalizing her because she's doing things that nobody else can do.
Correct. I read a small article that for some reason they don't want her to, because people have been anointing her to go because of the things that she's been doing. And so what they're saying is that the judges are being nitpicky and just like subtracting a little small amount of points to her just being petty with stuff, but they're not saying specifically why. I don't know, you know, I hate to be of a I don't want to bring race into it, but you know, that's always something to look into, because the way she's dominating the sport right now is just absurd.
Yeah, she's really good. She is really good.
And so they're penalizing her for being a you know, being a good athlete. That's crazy.
At 4'8", too, just killing it.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought she came off the bean and did like a 8 flips in a row, then landed backwards on 2 legs and almost slipped the landing. You know what I'm saying? I saw it in practice. She did like 8 flips in a row. She ran and then she hit the bean and did like 8 flip flop nose and then landed on her feet. Yeah, she good. I think I'd have been dizzy after the first flip. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, what else going on, JCM?
This past Sunday, for the golfing fans, Phil Mickelson became the oldest player in U.S. history to win a major, at the age of 50.
Wow!
So he took that home this past Sunday.
Okay.
And then as far as the NBA, last night the Lakers, despite LeBron not being suspended as he should be for breaking COVID protocol, last night he hit a few late jumpers so that LA could tie their series between Phoenix 1-1. So now that series shifts back to LA with one of Phoenix superstars, Chris Paul, with a bum shoulder. Right now, Phoenix is being very, very hush-hush as far as the severity of the injury. And right now, his prognosis for game 3 is either it's unknown or right now they may say that it's a game-time decision. And me personally, I don't believe Phoenix gets another game without their floor general and Chris Paul, because he's been a major factor in them getting back to the playoffs. Because this year, 2021, this is the first time the Phoenix Suns have seen the playoffs since 2010. So if he can't get his act together, it'd be a quick exit for them boys.
Man, let me ask you something. So y'all really think the NBA would suspend LeBron and he the face of the NBA? You think they'll suspend him, especially during the playoffs? Do you really think he broke protocol? Because some people said he didn't really break protocol.
He broke protocol. He went to a party that was given by Drake. That wasn't an NBA fundraiser type of thing or issue. So I'm going to take that into effect. So now last night we had a couple of players, the Dallas Mavericks, who's in the playoff series with the Clippers. And right now, they're putting them boys over their knee and giving them a real old-fashioned spanking right now. And they up 2-0 in that series. So what they decided to do to celebrate was one of their star players went to the strip club last night and took a player with him. Now, the reaction of not suspending LeBron, now you can't suspend this player. And so these players know that now, because if you suspend them, the back burner is going to be, well, why didn't you suspend LeBron for the game that he went to? So now you're putting the whole team in jeopardy, because we're going out to these establishments that are not within the NBA realms. So now you start a domino effect, because you didn't hold your face of the NBA to a standard. Like, I understand he's the face. I understand he generates money. But if you don't, I don't want to use the word keep him in line, but if you don't hold him accountable, then you're going to have chaos in the NBA. Everybody's going to start going to strip clubs, whether they're going for chicken wings or not. It's just going to be chaos.
So let me ask you this, though, real talk, though, about actually the game itself. What the fuck is going on with Kawhi Leonard and Paul George? Are they just not coexisting on the court, or is it coaching, or what you think? Like, what's going on?
They have to do too much. And even though I know they're two superstars, but let's just say they both average 35 in a series. That's only 70 points. Nobody else on their team can generate their own offense. They don't have a point guard that can create for other people. Yeah, they went out and they got Rondo in the midseason trade, but Rondo's also up there in age. So he can't do what he did in Boston anymore. So they just don't have enough people to get everybody involved, where Paul George and Kawhi are playing a lot of ISO ball, and they're not dominant shooters like Durant and Harden, but they can just shoot their way and stay in the game. They're volume shooters, so it's just they're not able to take on and beat Dallas one-on-one. And their defense on the other end, Luka's averaging almost 40 a game, and he distributed the ball. Then you have Tim Hardaway Jr. He's shooting lights out. Somebody told me it's contract year for him. So he's playing like there's no tomorrow, because he wants $25 million next year.
And then you got Rick Brunson coming off that boy Brunson coming off the bench, and he's giving them buckets.
And right now, I think Teron Lewis getting outcoached. I was never a big fan of his anyway. I think he's getting outcoached by Rick Carlisle. And you have to remember, this is the same series from last year. Luka turned his ankle, and Porzingis was hurt. So Dallas felt like they had him last year, but they was bailed out. The Clippers got bailed out due to injury. So they came back this year hungry. And you got to be careful what you wish for. The last two games of the season, the Clippers lost on purpose because they didn't want to see the Lakers in the first round. But now you got Dallas in the first round, and you ain't doing nothing about it. So,
okay, that's our support.
That's good. World of sport. Okay.
Hey, listen, but I want to bring this up, Diddy. I think a player got fined $50,000 for going out.
That's the player we're talking about, Porzingis from the Dallas Mavericks. He got fined because they couldn't suspend him. So they're going to fine you now. They're going to take your money, but they're not going to suspend you because you got to remember, KD was suspended twice earlier this year. Like during the regular season, They weren't playing no games around people because when you go out to the strip club now, what the effect is, you're bringing whatever you got from the strip club to the team. And so you may infect somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Then it's a triple down effect. And then your team forfeits. And now you done lost the playoff series just because you wanted some lemon pepper chicken wings from a strip club and see some ass shaking. Come on, man.
Come on, man. All right. That's our world of sports. So we're going to move on real quick. I got check this out, y'all. So Quality Control Music, which is they're that record label management company that, you know, has the Migos and I think they, Megan Thee Stallion, worked with them and all that. So a rapper named Metro Mars was arrested at his high school graduation ceremony for throwing thousands of dollars into the crowd of his classmates. I've seen the video. Y'all should check it out if you haven't. XXL is reporting that in the video footage that he was making rounds on social media, and he was handcuffed after reportedly throwing $10,000 in cash on stage at his commencement ceremony at Langston Hughes High School in Fairburn, Georgia, which is about 25 minutes away from Atlanta. Right after he got off the stage, he was 18, he was arrested. What y'all think about that? Do you think he should have been arrested or what? They said he was creating pandemonium.
Man, listen, it's a high school graduation. You know, maybe he shouldn't do the money, but like, it's high school graduation. You want to arrest him at his graduation after he walked across the stage? Did he hurt anybody? He just threw money.
Yeah, I thought the arrest was overkill.
That's a bit much. If that, they could have just, okay, well, you throw the money, I'm going to escort you out. You know what I'm saying? You got to wait. Come get your diploma tomorrow or something. You know what I'm saying? But you just don't arrest him. What we saying? We saying we can't celebrate? He can't celebrate the fact that he made it across the stage. Some kids don't make it past, you know, don't make it to high school graduation. You know what I'm saying? Due to the climate, the cultural climate we live in now. So I just believe that, you know, that was a bit far-fetched for me. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, it may have caused a little bit of pandemonium, but everybody wanted their name called to walk across the stage.
Right.
Everybody got their name called. And it was just a moment. You know what I'm saying? Just don't take the moment from him. Yeah, he shouldn't have did it. Yeah, okay. He could have waited till he got back in the seat and threw it. Or he could have waited till everybody got their diploma and walked and then threw it. Who knows? But at the end of the day, I think it was just something that was premeditated, something that he wanted to do. He's a rapper. He did it. You know, he had a little break. He just signed. He got a little happy. And he graduated. Come on, man. Let him be. What y'all think?
I agree with you, but what y'all think, JC? I'm in J5.
I mean, like...
Go ahead.
No, you can go, JC.
I read a few articles that part might have been staged as well, too, though.
What you mean?
The arrest.
Really?
Yeah, I just literally just read that probably when I was driving on my way home. But TMZ is looking more into that.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
I mean
that in itself, it's just a young kid being a young kid. Like Lamont said, he in the moment. He having fun. It's my graduating class. Let's go out with a bang. We all made it today. I'm gonna throw this money I got. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. Let's have fun with it.
That's it.
I'm trying to see what's the difference between him throwing money and I ain't disrespecting the D9. But when like a cue dog graduate and he start barking and stepping and hollering, and what's the difference? He just, one person just throwing money, another just hopping.
I mean, real talk though, I kind of got to piggyback with the fellas. I personally don't. I mean, yeah, he overreacted, but at the same time, you know, he a young kid that graduated and he wanted to like stand out, you know, and he did that. But I mean, he could have went about it different, but he didn't. I don't think it's really a huge deal to lock him up. They came and arrested him. That's why. That's crazy. Like, damn, you graduated, now you got a record.
Question, is that a tax write-off?
Him throwing that $10,000?
Mm-hmm.
He probably worked it out with his accountant. Like, hey, I'm going to throw this money at my graduation. So just write it off. And them kids was running and grabbing it. The parents was grabbing it, all that.
Hey, listen, I would agree. If I was a teacher, I would have got me a couple dollars.
Hey, that's who should have been grabbing at the teachers.
I would grab me a couple dollars. Hey, throw it in this direction. Give me a couple of these dollars.
I mean, technically, we're still in a pandemic, so all the extra money do help.
Right. All right, y'all. So I got another story for y'all. So this is Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union. You know, there's been a lot of talk about them, how Dwayne Wade let her control the relationship. He, you know, just people saying all type of stuff. So check this out. Dwayne Wade said, "Gabrielle Union leads our marriage, not me." And he thanked his wife for providing direction to the for his marriage and his career. So I know a lot of men like to be the head of their household, and if you're going biblically, that's what it is. And so what y'all think about that, him saying his wife leads the household? And I'm gonna just say this real quick, I kind of figured he did just from stuff that's been out there on the internet about him and his kids. But what y'all think about that?
Well, listen, Gabrielle Union been in the game for a long time. She's been a teen star, movie star. She's been an actress for many years. She probably had good counsel with, you know, what direction, a good manager to direct her career, to make sure she remained relevant for the year she's been in the game. Now, as far as her, you know, giving advice for him to lead him to make better decisions with money, make better decisions as managing, you know, marketing himself better. Yeah, by all means, do that, because you've been in the game a long time. I'm just an athlete that have money. But do I really know how to maximize my potential because I'm Dwayne Wade, and I can maximize, you know, because I'm Dwayne Wade, and how can I maximize me as a brand? And maybe she did just that and helped him out, you know, in that area. And leading, yeah, he has the right to, you know, celebrate his wife and thank his wife from doing that in that capacity. But however, I'm staying on this. Whatever works for your marriage, it works for your marriage. Biblically or not, whatever works for you, works for you.
But I think what you described is great. I think that's more so helping him as far as his career goes. But I think when Dwayne Wade said that his wife is the head of the household, it's mean that she makes all the decisions that affect him and his and their kids' livelihood. She might tell him what he's going to do or might discuss it, but she has the final say. So, and my thing is, if this is just me, I know a lot of people say they don't believe in God, but yet they have a wedding in a church with a pastor. And my thing is, if you're going to have a marriage and be married under God, then why not follow those, you know, those vows that you guys took in that church under God, but then turn around and say, we go change the script on marriage and we go do it our way?
So first of all, my take on it, real talk, Joe, Dwayne Wade showed me his true colors when he gave the okay for his son to be a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Listen, hold on, Byron, chill out.
Hey man, we're about to get through.
Listen. Hey Myron, chill. Hey Myron, no, see us though.
I would have expected that.
I just feel like when he gave the okay for his son to participate in this manner, that just let me know, like, he just gave up on, like, any structure, per se, let alone biblical. You know, Myron brought up the point that, yes, in the Bible, it is supposed to be that way. A man's supposed to leave the household. But Dwayne Wade, he's choosing to let Gabrielle run shit. To me, that just shows me maybe dude ain't got no backbone. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe he don't know how to control certain shit. Like, it's a lot of things you can look and dive into why he do what he do. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was an excellent basketball player, maybe the third best two guard of all time behind Kobe and Mike. But off the court, Dwayne Wade seemed like he ain't got a mind of his own. You feel me? Like, bro, like, why you, like, I'm with Lamont. I feel like whatever works for you, per se, but you gotta have some type of order. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
But,
you
gotta have some. I understand what you're saying, order, but what does it look like? It looks different from each person. I understand what Myra's saying about when you go into church, you take vows, you say this is what you're going to do, you're going to honor. And then you get into the marriage and you change things. I don't think you're changing. I think you make alteration according to how you guys going to coexist together. So if you guys going to coexist together like that, and that's what it is. Maybe he may say that publicly, like she run things, but do she really run things? Do she really have a final say?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like how we be like, hey man, my wife make all the decisions. I get that. But look,
right.
We as men have to take back our place in society. We can't be sitting back and be like, oh, I'm gonna let my woman handle that, or I'm gonna let my woman lead. And what's going on? Where's the man at? Like, man. Come on, man.
I
don't get that.
Well, here's the thing, though. We live in a society now where women are empowering themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what you mean by that, Lamont?
They got jobs that make over 100 figures a year. You know what I'm saying? They got standards. They just as much as a man can provide, a woman can do.
No, but I'm not necessarily talking about financially, but I'm talking about, like, the man should be led by God, and a man should lead his family under God. He should be the head of his household.
And I'm not saying
it's a control mechanism. I'm not saying you have to rule over, but I think that, I don't know. When he said that, I was like, what? I don't know, man.
Well, I think you're right. A man do have to lead. A man needs to lead. A man has a vision, and he leads his household. And that's what needs to happen. That's bound. That needs to happen. And I'm not against that. I'm not against that at all. At all. At all.
What do you think, JC? Huh?
Well, honestly, I think a part of me thinks that Dwayne Wade is having issues with his second life, or his transition into being a regular individual. He's coming from that superstar basketball background. And so I think he's doing a lot of hot takes to stay relevant. The hair dyeing that he has going on, like the blue, the red, the blonde, none of that was going on in the NBA. It was straightforward, to the point, I'm hooping. Yeah. Now I got all this free time. Is this the real you, or is this just to stay in the limelight because it's hard just being regular when I've been a superstar household name for the past 10 plus years? And I'm seeing my peers still do it. Like, he was drafted in 2003, I believe. He came out in that 03 draft. Carmelo's still playing. LeBron is still playing. I believe Bosh would still be playing too if he didn't have the health issues. So I just think a part of me thinks that it's just that. And I think Gabrielle Union's a little whacked off anyway. I think she whacked off, period. But I do believe some of that is rubbing off on him as well, being around the house more.
So okay. you think their marriage is becoming really Hollywood?
Very much so. I think she's very, very Hollywood.
Yeah.
And you can see how she has her. What he said is, I believe that to be true, because I think all of the wild stuff that he's doing, I think that comes from her. I did read an article where I think that when his son first came out, it was hard for him to accept. And I think Gabrielle Union was the one that, we're gonna be open about this, and that's okay for our son to want to be a daughter, because it's natural, because she's whacked out in the head. Because you got to remember, this is also the same, the couple that told the Currys to go fuck other people and help their marriage.
Mm.
Now, remember that when they told them that? So she been whacked off for a minute. So I just think that him being at home 24/7 now, he has the green light to be whacked out with her. So, you know.
Hey, so Myra, I want to ask you about that real quick, but Terrell.
Yeah.
Hey, we're just talking about real quick to bring you up to speed. You're just joining us. In the news recently, Dwayne Wade basically said that he doesn't lead his marriage. Gabrielle Union leads their marriage. And we were just talking about that, giving thoughts about that. What do you think about that statement?
I think that's a terrible statement. Well, I mean, I think that's a bad situation. I don't think that that's how marriages are designed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if that's how they are handling their marriage, then more power to them. My issue is when they try to purport their beliefs and everything on other people.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like how they just campaigning their son / daughter all across. Think about what I just said, dude. You laughing because
real quick, before you came on, I said that Dwayne Wade lost me when he gave the okay for his son to be a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like he lost me there. Like, so how you gonna be the head of household?
Well, he's not the head of, he just told you he not.
Listen, so
now you got the woman, you have Gabrielle leading the household, and that's just not her natural position.
Okay, let me real quick. I'm going to interject. I'm going to say this. I do not uphold the opinions of no one on the podcast. It is not me saying that, because I'm just going to let that clear. Continue, Terrell. I got nothing left to say.
He said, "Fam, painting his fingernails, both days."
Man, I can't do it. To answer your question, Myra, I don't think it should be that way. I think that's probably campaigning, and they
you know the term happy wife, happy life, and I think that statement comes from that.
You think that's what he's doing?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I think Terrell's having technical difficulties.
You sure about that?
Yeah, because you sound like that's how you sound, just like that.
Do it again, how I sound? Oh, do I sound more clear now?
You do.
Let me ask y'all this, since you brought that up, Mont, real quick. Do y'all believe in that? Do y'all believe in the happy wife, happy life?
No, I think that's demonic as hell. What about the man?
I just said that the other day on our last podcast. Like, women need to also like I get that it's a man's job to lead and to pursue a woman. I get that 1,000%. But remember, Myron, we was talking about like. Do a woman like should a man like what did I say last week? Something like you asked the question, should a woman should feel wanted at all times? And I was basically saying that sometimes the guy want to feel wanted. Like, women sometimes forget that men want to feel wanted too. So I say that to say, Hal, is that when you like that happy wife, happy life shit. That just, to me, that's like you selling your soul to just your wife just to make her happy. So that means you'll do whatever or whatever that just to make her happy. Like, you could kill yourself as long as she happy. That's demonic as hell.
I think that you're selling yourself short with that statement, because that happy wife, happy life, what about you? I believe in happy spouse. Both of you guys should be happy within your marriage. It shouldn't be just the wife who's happy. And I don't agree with that statement.
Hal, real quick before I get JC on thoughts, why do you say it's demonic? That was real. That was perfect. That's demonic as hell. Why you said that?
Because the family dynamic is not designed that way. Man, a man is designed to lead his household. Like, so obviously, yes, you please your wife and you do whatever you do for your wife, but it's right. Not like, oh, she just, as long as she happy, everything. No, it's not like that. You have to lead your household. She's a help meet. So you gotta, you know. So that's why I disagree with that. I don't like it.
I disagree with it as well too, because I mean, always trying to make your spouse happy don't always guarantee nothing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You could make the best ribs, you could build the best back porch and do all the type of stuff. It don't guarantee nothing. I'm just saying.
JC, I'm coming for you. That's all I'm
saying. Oh, all right, y'all. So I got a question from a woman who emailed our email, who wanted us to discuss this on the podcast. So her question
What's her name? We got to give her a shout.
And where's she from?
Okay, shout out to, what's her name? Christina Norton. In Ohio. Shout out to Christina for this question. So she said, why do men hold on to women they don't want to be with?
Oh, that's good than a motherfucker right there.
So everybody, whoever want to take that, go ahead.
I'm going to go first. Plain and simple, guys is selfish and they want their cake and eat it too. Ain't no way around it. That's just what it is. Guys want their cake and eat it too. So basically, you holding on, you keeping this woman hostage when you really don't want to be with her. But it's something about her that you still want, even though you're not fully ready to commit or give her what she wants. So you're just selfish. So guys want their cake and eat it too.
So let me ask you real quick before everybody else answer that. Have you ever been in that situation? Have you ever done that?
Semi. I mean, I had to recognize, like, it's not fair to her. You know what I'm saying? So I had to just, you know, keep it real with her. Like, look, I don't think, you know, we gonna have a future or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And it was hard because I had to cut off the benefits I was receiving. But, yeah.
You mean the benefits were cut off from you?
But go ahead, y'all. Go ahead.
So listen. That was a deep question. Sometimes when you with the woman and you have history with that woman and you've been together, y'all been through the trenches together. But you, and then you know that no matter what, that woman's gonna have your back. And sometimes it's hard for a man to let that go, even though we want to do dumb stuff and play games. At the end of the day, we know what that woman brings and what she can do for us. You know what I mean? We just know that. And sometimes it's hard to let go in itself when we know we got it. That's my take on it.
Well, how I look at it is sometimes a woman may have to look in the mirror on that one as well, because a man is only going to let you do what you let him get away with.
Mm, that's a fact.
Facts.
So, to me, it kind of goes both ways. If you allow the BS and you know what's going on, but yet you remain in that situation, why wouldn't he keep taking advantage of it if you're allowing it to be taken advantage of?
Right. I'm right with JC on that, but I think that that's a human, like people, like human beings, in general, are gonna take advantage of whatever you, like people. Period. Like you teach people how to treat you. You see what I'm saying? So like whatever you allow, that's what people gonna do. You know what I'm saying? Like. On a different topic, just an example. If you know, like, so let's say you're giving a person a ride. Let's say you take a person to work on Monday, and then they call you back on Wednesday asking you to take them to work, and by next week they're gonna be expecting you to take them to work every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like things like that happen, and you know certain people just take it. So I think. I agree with Jaycion, but I just think that it's a human thing. People just try to take advantage of anything that they can.
That's true. I agree.
But tell, man, that's a great question. That was an awesome
question. Yeah, that was a good question. All right, we got one more question. What's too far for conversation in a barbershop? Okay, so the background is, from experience, women have complained to, like, the barbershop owner that when they would bring their son in for a haircut, the conversation was off the chain. I guess sex was being talked about, maybe different things, whatever. What's too far of a conversation for barbershop talk?
I think that it depends on who's there. Like, I think you gotta have tact and discretion, right? Like, I think that, you know, if you're in the barbershop and you see some little kids in there, you know, like, keep the conversation to where it should be. But, you know, if it's only just males in there, or even if it's female, like, if it's a bunch of males and then it's females in there, there's certain topics you shouldn't talk about. I think it depends on who's actually in the barbershop.
True.
Me? The barbershop is the haven for men. That's a number, like a man cave for men. And what goes on in the barbershop conversation is the streets conversation. So whatever conversation you have in the barbershop, that's typically what's happening in the street and what's happening in the world. And that's good dialogue, because you learn about a lot of people that come to get their hair cut. And you learn, sometimes they get a little personal. Yeah, you're supposed to filter in when you got kids there. But ultimately, that's a safe space for men to just get anything they want to talk about out.
Right, but let's say you go into the barbershop and you got Noon Pop with you. You want them talking about all that?
Did you hear what I just said? Filter it. It's kids there. I just said that. Man. But ultimately, the barbershop is a safe haven for men. And just like the beauty shop is for women.
Yeah, that's
okay,
true.
Okay, I can agree with that. But, like, so, like, me personally, I don't know if I'm weird in this way, but I don't like going to the barbershop. Like, I don't really like all that riffraff and all that extra, you know. It don't attract me. I don't like it.
So who shaved your damn head?
I think it depends on which one you go to, because my barbershop not really like that. When I walk into mine, they bump in like old school music, R&B selection. Yeah. It's like grown, it's like sophisticated grown type, and they talk in there, but they talk in code, so right. Kids understand. And then where I take my boys to get their haircut, they usually have Netflix on with kid shows on for them. They kind of filter it for them, because he cut a lot of kids' hair. Because he do all the graphics.
How the type that if I don't know you like that, you ain't gonna know too much about me anyway, Jack. So we can move around with that.
That's a fact. I just ain't never really been into all the riffraff, you feel me?
Hey man, listen. You ain't got to. You ain't never had no hair in the first place. Last time you had hair was back in 82. That was it. That's when you was born. That was it. And it was over after that.
Nah, I used to get his shit braided a couple times.
Hey man, listen. Yeah, he did. You know what he was? He thought he was Allen Iverson for a minute. He did. That's another story. Go ahead, Myron.
All right, y'all. So we've come to the segment of Get It Off Your Chest. Whatever y'all want to discuss, talk about, or just get off your chest, go ahead and do it. Any one of y'all go first?
Oh, I'm not going first this week. I went first last week because I talked about real tips and y'all didn't like that. So I'm going to let somebody else go.
Real tips, Bodine. J5, go ahead.
Spin the block one time.
All right, J-Tion, go ahead.
I'm playing hot potato and I'm going to pass it to Lamar.
Okay, listen here. Let me tell y'all something. This is what I want to get off my chest. Yesterday marked the 1 year anniversary of George Floyd, that got murdered, senselessly murdered by a police officer. Yesterday was a year. what I'm going to get off my chest is that let's not stop the work. A lot of things happened within that year of, you know, big time corporations taking off, taking down their marketing, like, you know, Auntie Mama, you know, they changed the name. They knocked down a lot of Confederate flags, Confederate leaders. They took down those monuments. And, you know, and more people, more big time corporations started donating money to lower class communities and stuff like that. But the work is not done. And I just wish that we continue to keep that going, because at the end of the day, that needs to happen. But what it did teach us this year about is that racism is very prevalent, and it's among us. And what happened, George Floyd, and God rest his soul, his death really opened up the doors and opened up the lights and let people see that we still living in a society in the world that don't care nothing about brown skinned people. And I think that in doing so, we need to do our efforts as African American people and keep this conversation going, and don't let it die down. Don't let it get diluted with what's going on in the world, and keep this thing in their face every day, all day. And that's what I wanted to get off my chest.
Let me ask you a follow-up question with that, with your get off the chest. What are some things that all of you guys seen that has changed since that incident, since that murder? And what are some things that you think still needs to happen?
I think what changed is conversations, more conversations geared to it now. And we holding people accountable. It's more people talking about it, like, what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. So I think that that's what's happening now. And I think what continues to need to happen is less conversation and more doing, because right immediately after, a lot of things, it was like a domino effect. Everything was happening so fast. And I think that until African-American people get viewed as a human, we're going to continue to have these problems. You know, I just think that we need our due diligence. And I think we need to get some reparations. You always say it all the time. Put them reparations on the table. Come on. We deserve it.
So, Myron, I'm going to answer your question plain and simple. I think what I've seen change is more white people stand up for black people than I have ever realized. Like, I mean, like, don't get it twisted. Even back in, like, the Harriet Tubman days, there was still some good white folks, even way back in the 1800s. But it was, I want to say it wasn't prevalent in my imagination. Up until, like, the George Floyd, you see, like, all type of white folks standing up for Black Lives Matter. Like, I ain't never, like, before George Floyd, I ain't know this many white folks really care about black people. I did not know. If I was blind, I'm guilty. I was blind. I ain't know that shit. But what needs to happen is just plain and simple, more legislation. The Democrats and the White House want to do it, but you got the Republicans, as always, holding shit up. They don't really want to make legislation serious. That's the problem, legislation.
And they're trying to block critical race theory, which is the to talk about racism and race in this country in schools, because they said it put white people in a bad light. But that's a whole other conversation. JC, on what you think?
For me, what I've seen changed is the year, the month, and the season. Like, it's about to be summertime. It's 2021. And it's June. That's it.
All right, J5, get it off your chest. What's up? What you got?
I got some real shit, bro. Like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, and everybody, I mean, except for, like, JCon, everybody on his phone can really relate to this. Well, he probably can relate to it, but just, you know, in a different manner. But Lamont in Chicago, I know he see more drastic shit than us, but really up in Minneapolis and the Twin Cities area, they've been cutting up over north in particular, and you've been having a lot of killings. In particular, like, this little girl, she was 6 years old, Joe. She was riding in the car with her mom and her parents, and she got shot a straight bullet, because motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, into it, and it's a war. They can't even find the killer. Dude ain't turned himself in. It's a whole bunch of bullshit. My thing is, I don't condone violence, but if you gonna shoot and kill a motherfucker, get the person who you really want to get. I still don't condone that, but don't shoot at places you don't need to be shooting at. That little girl is 6 years old. shit never see her parents. That's bogus as hell. You know what I'm saying? Like, what if that was, you know, Noon Pop or Myra, you know what I'm saying? Or Lil Jonathan, you know what I'm saying? Like it don't affect us, but like, what if that was our kids? You know, JC on your nephews. You know what I'm saying? Like what the fuck? Terrell, Lil Anthony or some shit. Like what if you driving in the car and a bullet just hit your daughter or your son? Like, bro, that's fucked up, bro. And y'all just on y'all way to go get something to eat. And motherfuckers shoot and boom, your daughter. I mean, it could be you too, cause you driving, but just that's crazy. Like, if you beefing, get the motherfucker who you gonna get and walk up on them. I don't condone this, everybody, that's to our listeners. I don't condone violence, but if you gonna do some shit like that, get the person who you want. Don't shoot in a crowd or shoot at places and vehicles, and they don't got nothing to do with what y'all doing. That little girl can never see her parents no more, ever. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that reminds me of the little girl that got killed at McDonald's, you know?
Yeah.
That reminds me of that. So, it's, man, look, Myra said it best. When you got bad communities, you got violence. Yeah. That's hand in hand, you know what I'm saying? Until we improve our communities and get funding in our communities, better education, and we get a better understanding of how we should treat one another, then you'll see change. But until we make change within our own community, can't no politician, can't no person of a white descent come in our communities and change our community. That's something that we have to do. And unfortunately, we're not willing to do it because we are stuck in survival mode. Survival only means, look, I'm only looking out for myself. And that's it. Mm-hmm. I may look out for the people, my mom and my dad. I'm only looking for the people I love. Anybody else, I don't care about. And to one more thing that about community, that I have to say this. The little boy with autism, walking around in the neighborhood, no shoes on his feet. And no one stopped that kid. I remember back in the day, you couldn't walk down a block by yourself if you was a kid without somebody saying, boy, where you going? Where your mama at? Come here. You couldn't do it. Now, kids walking around here, won't nobody say nothing to nobody. You won't nobody say nothing to nobody. And I understand why, because the fear, you don't know what they got on them and anything like that. And that's a problem to me. But until we improve our communities, we're going to still have these issues. And that's what I got.
I agree with you. And real quick, before we give it to JC on, I think when politics get in, their solution to fix what's going on in the inner city is always to be harder on crime. And me personally, that solves nothing. Being harder on crime solves absolutely nothing. They tried to do that with the war on drugs, when it really wasn't the war on drugs, it was the war on black people. And they was pushing the drugs in our community. So I think when politics get involved, you're right, Ma, it has to come from within the community, and they have to care about where they're living. In those communities, a lot of them don't own anything in their community, so they don't care about it. You know what I'm saying? They don't have no attachment to it, like back in the day when our parents were growing up. You know, so yeah, it's a lot that needs to be done, and we could have a whole other podcast on that. So, JC, go ahead, get it off your chest.
Get it off my chest.
Here he go.
This is a topic that we've discussed before, but yet It has not left my thoughts. So I'm gonna bring it up. Yeah, I'm gonna bring it up yet again. Can you? There's two ways to look at this. People be like, you love somebody and you're in love with somebody. So we know those are two different spectrums of the realm. But can you genuinely say you love somebody? And can you say, yes, I'm in love with them if you consistently cheat on them?
That's a good question.
That's a good question, JC.
I would say, because a lot of guys are, their feelings are detached from sex. And yeah. So when they step out of their situation, whatever that situation is, they can do it with it just being sex. I'm not, ladies, listen, I'm not giving no excuse. I'm just saying how guys think. So don't at me. Whatever. But yeah, so they feel like they can still be in love with their spouse or girlfriend or whatever situation they're in and step out, because to them it's just sex. Now we could get into the technicalities of if they keep going back to the same person and all that, then it's signs of love. I don't know, but for some guys it's just sex. It ain't nothing more, no emotions involved, they ain't in love and all that. So what y'all think?
Well, men are very, very emotionally detached from a lot of situations, and unfortunately those are one of the situations to where you just detach, you know.
Yeah.
And you just detach yourself from that whole component. You just feel like, yeah, I love this, I love her, this is who I want to be with, no matter what it is, this is who I love her. But she ain't nothing. This person, not calling females nothing, but I'm saying their mindset be like, that ain't nothing. I don't owe her nothing. It was just this. It was just that. So then we go into the justifiable role versus, man, I really messed up. I shouldn't have did this, because if I said I love her, you know, back to the thing, I should have done it. But that's where it's at.
What you think, J5 stepped away for a second. Mm. So, yeah. What you think, JCR?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Yes. I had a lot of difficulties. I don't know what it was. But anyways, I'm going to be somebody else. Can y'all hear me still? Somebody else.
Yeah, everybody can hear you. Myra just stepped out for a second.
Okay, yeah, I did the same thing. If something had, I don't know what had took place. But I just feel like it's plain and simple, man. Like, can you be in love with someone and cheat consistently? No. But, hey, ladies, listen, I know it sounds heart-wrenching, but I believe you can still love someone and cheat, even though that sounds crazy, but you can't be in love. Because if you in love, all you think about is that one person, and you don't want to be with nobody else. So it just depends on how the question is phrased. Can you be in love? No, you cannot. But can you love someone and cheat? I think you can. But
yeah. Consistently cheat. Not cheat once or twice. Not once
or
twice.
Yes, yes. Because you're not in love with them anymore.
So hold on.
Let me ask. No. Let me follow up on the question that you asked. I see, and this, I'm not gonna name no names, but I know a lot of
Lord,
married.
Oh my goodness.
No, listen. I know some married folks that don't even sleep in the same room no more. And they, you know, they still love their spouse, but they're out of love. So they still love them because, you know, different circumstances, familiarity, da 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 da. But they still, you know, see other people. Now, that don't make it right. You know what I'm saying? They don't sleep in the same room no more. They don't, like they it's a lot of shit, but they do things with other people. It's what I'm saying. That's cheating because you're still married. So
but they're not together.
I just told you they still live in the same house.
Wait, hold on. Let me ask you this, because you're talking about a different dynamic. Hold on.
That's way left field. Like, can I ask you the question?
No, it's not left field.
But yes, it was left field. What I just asked you, this is the question I'm asking you, because I'm asking you A, and you bring in Y, W, X, and Z.
No, you cannot be in love.
Okay, you said the in love part. No. Listen to what I'm saying, though. But can you genuinely say, let's just say randomly, you have a girlfriend of so, and you've cheated on her the entire time, all 5 years. You can genuinely look in her eyes and tell her, baby, I love you, and you feel like you love her despite cheating her all 5 years.
If you're not in love, he was never in love with her. I'm gonna just say that.
You're not answering my question.
I'm answering your question. You're trying to look for something else. You cannot be.
No.
I get what you're saying. If you with a motherfucker for you could be with somebody and still not love them, or not be in love with them.
It's a two part question. You answered the first part, no problem. You said no, you can't be in love. But what I'm saying is, if you were in a relationship and you cheated on that girl consistently, how can you say that you justifiably, I love her? Not in love, but I love her.
Because it's other things, even though it sounds bogus and selfish, it's other things that that woman may have made that guy feel. She could have helped him in other areas of his life that made him love it. It could have been, dude, it could be a lot of things. Dude could have been on drugs. Dude could have been just, you know, just, dude could have been, it's a lot of areas.
So, to that, make, means, listen, so, okay, to so that means that I love her for getting me off drugs then,
No, you can still love a person. But it's back to what I'm saying. He was never in love. You cannot be in love with someone and cheat. No. Consistently. You can love someone and still do other things. That's the answer I get. Whether you agree with it or not, that's the answer I get.
I don't think it's an agreement thing. I think that he's simply saying, if you say you love her, why continue to cheat? Why cheating is becoming consistent? But if you say you love her, this is something that you shouldn't do. You shouldn't act on this. You shouldn't be like this.
You're not in love. If you're in love, then you only think about her and you are in love. Being in love and loving someone is totally different.
I think you need something stronger than love to sustain a relationship. And I think when it comes
to... What do you mean?
Love is a feeling. And so feelings change. One day you're going to hate your spouse. One day you're going to love them. One day you're going to be mad. One day you go be happy. It doesn't mean you don't want to be with them. It's just that feelings change. And so my thing is that your statement makes me want to ask, what's the value of intimacy and sex in a relationship? Because if a person is constantly... And there's different dynamics and different issues in every couple when it comes to sex that can alter the sexual relationship between the two of you. But like Corky said, if you're constantly looking for sex outside, JC, if you're constantly looking for sex outside of your relationship, then what's the value of sex and intimacy to you, for you and your significant other?
And I've had women a lot, I ain't gonna say a lot, but I've had maybe about 3 women told me this before, and of course I would never name names, but however, it's been some women that I've communicated with. And they, you know, I won't say it because the things that they did, I won't tell them I won't reveal how they get down. But they have told me that they've had tricks in the past, and these tricks do things for them that their wife can't do. Like, it can be like a normal white, I'm just saying a white guy, normal white guy that's a CEO or whatever. He got his wife at home, but he go to this woman on the side as a trick. Now, he's not leaving his wife at all, but he cheats and give and tricks off his money to have like a little sad chick, you know, that he takes out of town or whatever. He still loves his wife, but he's
The problem I have with that is, why would you compare your situation to that of somebody else to justify?
Whose situation?
I'm speaking hypothetically. You feel like because this white CEO can do it, then it's okay for me to do it. We're talking about specifically.
No. Don't. He's not talking about me. It's a general question. Your question Listen. Your question is, can you love someone and still consistently cheat? So
Can I put you in a scenario?
You may not.
Let's
go ahead, Lamont.
Real quick. I'm going to end this conversation because I see it's going left, it's going right. Let me tell you though, ain't nothing like a pop. That's all it is. Hey.
Listen. No, I'm going to put him in a scenario though.
My new pop says you want some funnel cake, and I'm going to get us some funnel cake. So whatever y'all got to discuss, I'm out. Go ahead.
Listen, let me put you in a scenario. So let's just say you got a girlfriend, and y'all good, y'all kicking it with you whoop, and you knock down 3 of her neighbors. Let's just say y'all have a night out dating on Monday, right?
Let Myra answer this, okay?
Okay, Myra. So Myra, let's just say you have a girlfriend. Y'all go to movie night, game night or whatever, Monday night. And then you knocked down three of your neighbors on Tuesday consistently. Can you go to your girlfriend on Wednesday and genuinely look her in the eye and be like, baby, I love the shit out of you? Like, well, I don't get it. Like, how is that possible?
Hey, listen.
You can say it, yeah, realistic?
All I can say, the lady at 842, the lady at 844, the lady at 846, know my name. he's basically trying to get different answers out of different scenarios.
You can't be
in love with a person and cheat. No, period. But you can love someone. But to answer your question, that guy, that scenario you gave, he's not in love with this girl. Period.
I get that part. We come to that conclusion. Tupac know that. You done said that enough times. Well, we get that part. I'm going to the other part.
I'm telling you, it's similar to what the married guy. Just because he fucking his neighbors or whatever, the married guy's going back to his wife. He loves his wife, but he, you know what I'm saying? But it don't make sense with you.
That's why I asked, what is the value of sex and intimacy in your relationship? We could have I think we should have a whole podcast on that next time.
I agree. I think we need to break in some.
I don't understand why our cousin Hal can't get his goddamn communication shit together.
He just dipped out then.
Yeah, but I think you're on the phone, but I'll get this off my chest so we can wrap it.
Okay, I know what he did. It's Wednesday night. Okay.
Basically, I don't have a lot to get off today. I went and spoke to some high school seniors, and these kids are smart, man. It was good talking to them. They asked me questions about how I felt about George Floyd, what I do for work. And I basically wanted to just listen to them. So I listened to them tell me about their goals, because they were all seniors. So they're graduating next month.
Oh, that's good. That's cool.
Huh?
I said that was cool. Were you nervous?
Yeah, it was cool, man. It was nice. I enjoyed it.
Were you nervous?
Nope, I wasn't nervous at all. Nope. It was a nice size. If it was an auditorium, I probably would have been. But yeah, it was a nice size. Yeah, but that's it, man. So yeah, fellas, we gonna give an outro. We gonna have a good. I think we came up with some topics.
Hey, Myron, real quick before the outro, can I say one other thing? Real quick. I think I like you being a moderator better than pussy ass Lamont.
I still got some more to get off my chest, but we gonna leave that there. What we gonna say is, after this podcast, I'm about to have to tell Jonathan to praise the Lord, because he's finna feel the wrath of Ford after this podcast. And I want all of y'all to I want all of y'all to have a great Memorial Weekend. Be safe out there and have fun.
It's my birthday weekend, y'all. It's my birthday weekend, y'all.
Happy birthday.
Hey, JC, what you doing for Memorial Day? You gonna spend time with your dog?
I have no idea what I'm doing for Memorial Day at all, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay. Oh, I just thought you were going to hang out
The shade is real on this podcast.
No. Mama, it's cool. Somebody told me we was having to get together and eat it. So I thought we was all having a barbecue or something like that. So.
Hey, yo, I'm about to be dog food. Bring him up for the dog.
All right, y'all. This is Myron. We enjoyed it. Hey, we go them topics we brought up, we're going to get more in depth with it in our next episode. Right. So, yeah, thank y'all for listening.
All right, this is Lamont. I'm out. Y'all have a great Memorial Day weekend. Peace out.
Good weekend. See y'all.